Ghanaians would have to contend with the energy crisis until April, when the emergency power budgets to address the situation arrive. A way to fast-track this is for the ECG to sign a purchasing agreement and pay a commitment fee by next week. The Minister of Power, Dr. Kwabena Donko, who briefed the media in Accra, said the current unregulated power schedule is as a result of power inadequacies due to the low water level in the Akonsomo Dam, malfunctioning and retrofitting of some power generating equipment. Joyce Dechi and Zephania Dana have filed this report.
Ghanaians are experiencing the worst power crisis ever. Some communities go without power for two or more days. Instances where some get power, they go off intermittently without notification. This has created a lot of hardship regarding planning of daily activities. Industries are not left out in the situation. The Minister of Power, Dr. Kwabena Donko, at a media briefing, explained the current energy situation and outlined measures and strategies being adopted to address the challenges. He said the ministry is working on different energy power arrangements to address the situation. He talked about emergency power budgets that will be arriving in the country to address the situation.
We expect that the financial commitment by ECG will be made latest by the end of next week. It is only when those commitments are met that the first batch will begin moving in. So the first batch, all things being equal, we are looking at April, and then the second one will follow.
On load shedding, the minister has directed the ECG to undertake the following measures.
Consequently, the ministry has directed ECG to undertake the following measures. Publication of the load shedding schedule to ensure equity and urgently attend to isolated outages not directly related to the load shedding. While the ministry and its agencies commit to stick to the load shedding timetable, there are occasions where ECG has to shed more than its planned schedule in order to prevent systems collapse.
Whilst acknowledging the frustrations of Ghanaians, Dr. Kwabena Donko said the country's major hydropower potential are exhausted and the nation will depend a lot more on non-hydro sources. He dispelled perceptions that Ashanti region experiences more power outages than any other region.
Achimota and Malam have suffered more than any other place, because Achimota and Malam bulk supply stations give Gridco a bigger quantity. So if on an emergency they have to knock out 300, the whole of Ashanti will not give you the 300. But just those two stations will give you more than the 300 you need. So to prevent the whole country from going into darkness, they will knock off. The instructions I've issued to ECG is that whenever Gridco is forced to knock off, especially Malam and Achimota, within the shortest possible time, ECG should knock off the areas that are really meant to be knocked off so that they can restore Malam and Achimota within the shortest possible time.
You heard the Minister of Power, Dr. Kwabena Donko. Meanwhile, checks at some coal stores in Accra indicate that operators are running at a loss due to persistent power outages. Operators say they are compelled to reduce the prices of stock in bad condition to reclaim some money. Others say they are left with no choice than to throw out everything because of an entire rotten stock. Aurelia Kande and Rich Labjajome visited some coal store operators in Ima.
Households and mini store operators depend largely on refrigerators to preserve their products. Some mini cold store operators at the Nima market complain about the consistent power interruptions, saying it affects their storage equipment. In the end, their stocks go bad.
Sometimes we go off for 3 days, and when the meat is not frozen, customers don't want to buy them. Sometimes we take stock of 10 cartons, but eventually slash the price by half to entice customers to buy them. We are really losing.
We have to throw out everything. We are losing. They switch it off and on anyhow and are destroying our machines. Yet, we pay the same bills. The coal store business is no longer lucrative this day.
A wholesaler, Nana Ejayampofu, said due to the power outage, many coal store operators purchase less quantities, which is affecting sales greatly.
It affects business in the sense that when there's power outage, the meat will defrost, and when the power comes back, it will freeze again. to the frozen and freezing is wrong, but for the frozen food itself. Those who operate the freezers, they buy from us and they retail it. So when there's power outage, they don't buy much because they know there's no life.
At the Bayeman Freezing Company Limited, the manager, Ibrahim Ajay Menu, says they only go off for a few hours and are not heavily affected.
Sometimes it's call about say 6 hours, 4 hours. So it doesn't affect us too much at all. If at all, we had one arrangement about 2 months ago, we would be able to connect it all that, but it doesn't fit our capacities. So they took it away. Because of that, we are trying to get newer, if there's a lighter.
Coastal operators plead to the ECG is simply to follow its own load shedding schedule.